a game we've had from Key Arena. Gary Hill back with you. 67-60. Seattle, you lead. 7:32 to go in the ball game. Seattle, you trying to snap their two-game losing streak. Trying to claim their second win in WAC play. Looking to take out Texas State, who've won two games in a row, including a thriller against Idaho their last time out. Bobcats basketball underneath. Goes into the leading scorer to right. Now to Cannon, who's had the hot hand right side. He's going to trigger the three. Missed it. Swirled off the rim. No good. Rebound ripped down by Sunderhouse, and here comes Cialiu up the floor. Pickett using the dribble, standing in front of the SU bench. They throw it around the horn to Rasmussen, who lost it downstairs to Green, draws the triple team, hooked the pass to Sunderhouse, who somehow caught it, squirmed between two defenders, and laid it in. Deshaun Sunderhouse has been a big factor. He's got 10 points. 7:05 remaining. Seattle U is up the advantage to 9 again, 69-60. Wright's got an open look from downtown. Lets it fly, missed it, wing left side. Scramble for the loose ball, a foul whistled, and that goes against Texas State. It's going to be Seattle U basketball. Wesley Davis, a grimace on his face, not happy with the call as he walks up the floor, but Seattle U will take it. Interesting, Seattle U in this game, they've shot two free throws. And there's 6:55 left. They have a 9-point lead, looking to make a double figures here, but Pickett is stripped. Bobcats with a steal. Hawkins charging up the floor, up the back of Sunderhouse, who was running ahead of him, goes all the way to the rim and draws the foul, and Hawkins will go to the free throw line. I'm not even sure Sunderhouse knew he was there. You Sunderhouse is a ramp on the way to the cup, and Hawkins will go to the free throw line. 70% free throw shooter. Hawkins' first free throw. Perfect. Cuts the lead to 8, 69-61 with 6:47 remaining. One more free throw coming for the guard for the Bobcats, and he's perfect. Makes it 69-62, 6:45 left in the ballgame. Seattle U trying to whip this one home. It goes to Rasmussen in the corner right side. Laser beam feed downstairs to Trent, who tried to swirl past a defender, and a foul whistled on Cannon. Trent trying to operate between three defenders, and a foul whistle wasn't on the shot. Seattle U will have it underneath. That's the 16th foul on Texas State. Free throws for the rest of the way for the Redhawks. So Abbasi will do the honors underneath as Seattle U stacks it up. They give it up top to Sunderhouse, who just springs back to the iron and floats it in. Sunderhouse back-to-back buckets with 12 points now. Ups the advantage again to 9, 71-62, 6:28 to go in the ballgame. Hawkins trying to work against Abbasi, staying with him stride for stride. Dancing baseline feeds into the corner, long three on its way. Got it. Wesley Davis knocks down the triple and then has some words for Pickett as he sends it in. 71-65 to score. Texas State drawing close again with 6:11 to go. Pickett, defense on his hip, a low crotch dribble as he dribbles between the wickets, standing at center court, gives it off to Trent, who had it stripped from behind, poke free, here comes Wright, striding to the front court, and throws it down with one hand. Trent tried to block it, but Wright, so powerful, skying to the cup and slams it down. Joe Wright, it's been a tough night shooting-wise, now with 9 points, but Texas State has climbed to within 4, 71-67, 5:44 to go. Seattle U in the half-court set here. Firm chest pass right side to Abbasi. Perimeter right to Sunderhouse, standing straight away. Back to Abbasi. Jab steps. Weaves past the defense. Slides to the iron. His floater won't go. It just swirled out. It looked good as he left his hand, but swirled out, and the rebound pulled down by Texas State. Here comes Hawkins walking up the floor, looking at his bench to get the play call. 5:17 to go. Crowd chanting defense. Seattle U leads by 4. Seattle U man-to-man defense here as they want to get it to Wright. Hawkins draws a double team, brings it back outside, now to Wright in the corner, working on Sunderhouse as he swoops to the middle, drops it downstairs to Stern. He lost it. It's out of bounds. Off of Seattle U. Trent, the last one to touch it. Still, Texas State ball. 5:01 to go in the ball game. 71-67 the score. Seattle U holding the slimmest of margins. 9 seconds to go. On the shot clock for Texas State. They get it to Davis. 7 seconds. Feeds outside to Stern with 5. Gives it to Gannon with 3. He's going to launch a 3 straight away from deep, and he buries it. The defense in his face floor was draped all over him like a cape. And somehow Cannon sinks it to make it 71-70. The lead slashed to 1 as we have a foul the other way. Pickett Jr. wasting no time, floating up the floor. He gets fouled, and now Seattle U is going to go to the free throw line of place. That has been a house of horrors. 59% free throw shooting team on the season. They're 0 for 2 on the night. Two free throws for Seattle U. Pickett's first one. Off the heel, the iron, no good. Rebound, corralled by Cannon. He hits the three, and then he grabs the big rebound. Texas State can take the lead here. 4:40 to go in the ball game. They trail by one. Crowd again into it. Chanting defense. Student standing across the way. Shouting, emphatic. Here's Wright. Dancing baseline, going to the rim, going up and under. Feeds it outside to Cannon. Now on top to Hawkins. Up fakes. Pickett goes by him. Spins to the basket. Pulls up. Sends in the high-arcing rainbow over the outstretched arm of Green. Hawkins getting creative and giving Texas State the advantage. 72-71, 4:14 to go in the ballgame, and Cameron Dollar wants to talk it over. Timeout on the floor as every Bobcat clapping on the way to the bench. They love it as they jump up in unison. This is the team that beat Idaho after trailing by 17 points, and now they come all the way back and they lead Seattle U 72-71. SU is led by as many as 12 points. That was at the 8:55 mark here in the second half. But that's been wiped away. We are BECU, walking the walk and sticking to our promises. We offer free checking that won't turn into unfree checking. We are BECU. Join us. And make sure to join us next Thursday for our next broadcast as Seattle U takes on San Jose State here from Key Arena. The last day of January, next Thursday at 7 p.m. And then Utah State comes in on Saturday, a week from today, at 7 p.m. The homestand continues for SU. First things first, they're looking for a big whack victory here, but they trail 72-71, 4:11 to go. They lost a close one on Thursday. Can they pull through and get this one? Green standing straight away, gives off to Trimble, standing perimeter left side. Defense all over him, now to Senderhaus. He's got an open Jimmy from the top. Lets it fly, missed it, too strong. The rebound to Wright, floats it up ahead to Stern, rumbling to the basket, the finger roll. Off the iron, no good. A lot of contact. He's complaining at the floor. Here comes Seattle U motoring into the front court. Jiving, juking, steaming to the rim is Obasi. Hands off to Green, who climbs to the cup and lays it in. Lewis Green with 10 points now. Right up the floor for the Bobcats, trying to get the lead back. Climbing through contact. Missed the shot. He's knocked to the deck, and Wright will go to the free throw line. 73-72, Seattle U, the one-point edge. But Wright can give it right back to the Bobcats when we return. 3:35 to go in the ballgame. Hang on, it's crunch time, and this one's close from the key. Seattle U, a one-point lead. We'll be back. This is SU Basketball on 770 KTTH. Welcome back to the key. 3:35 remaining in this one. We've got a tight one. Seattle U with the edge, 73-72, as they march back onto the floor, but the Bobcats can take it right back. Wright is at the free throw line. What a ball game we have on hands here. Both these teams desperate for a whack victory. Texas State, they've been rolling, winners of a couple in a row, including a big win on Thursday over Idaho. Seattle U trying to snap out of the doldrums. They've lost two in a row and 7 of 8. They can get a big win here against to whack foe. Wright at the free throw line, a 78% free throw shooter. First one is perfect. He's the fifth best free throw shooter in the WAC. He's been there 136 times on the season. He's tied the score at 73-73. Second one on its way. Got that one as well. The Bobcats with the lead again, 74-73. Back and forth we go, like prize fighters trading punches. 3:29 to go in the ballgame. Obasi guiding the ball into the front court. Hands off to Flores, standing wing left. Dumps it downstairs to Trent. Draws the double team, crosses it to Trimble. Tried to get it to Obasi. He nearly lost it. Now Bossy backing down the mouse in the house, springing to the iron, missed it, but Senderhaus swoops in from the rafters to follow with a two-hand pack. The rim rocker from Senderhaus. It's Thunderhaus again. He's given Seattle the lead, 75-74, 3:02 to go in the ballgame. Seattle looking for a stop here. Pass fed outside to Stern, the Rainier Beach product. Hands the Jimmy from 12 feet away. Calm, cool, collected. Corey Stern from the wing. 76-75, Texas State the lead back with 2:46 to go. We're on the seesaw here in the late stages. There's Obasi, concentrated look as he stares into the paint. Now gallops to the rim, tried to get to the bucket. It's blocked by Wright. He maintains possession as he throws it up ahead to Hawkins. Now up top to Wright on the alley-oop, who slams it in with two hands. The Texas State bench up in unison. A groan, a mass groan from this large crowd here at the key. 78-75, a three-point lead for Texas State with 2:19 to go. Sunderhouse, a wide-open three from the top. He can tie it. It bangs off the iron long. The ball pinballs around. It ends up in the arms of Prince Obasi, who snuggles it in softly off the window. 78-77. The lead is cut to one with 2:02 to go in the ballgame. Seattle, you looking for a stop here as they extend the defense. Now Hawkins will stop with the ball under his arm as the Bobcats catch their breath. Under 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. It's a one-point lead for Texas State. They have the rock as we have whistles that blow and a foul called. And that's going to go against Seattle U.